Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Monday, the 3rd of August. In the United States, members of Congress resumed talks about the next fiscal stimulus package. The boost to unemployment benefits ended last week. This means that many middle-class Americans will be experiencing what it is like to live on normal welfare payments for the first time. There are three possible implications from this. One, consumption is likely to be weakened for those people who are out of work. Two, consumption may be weakened for those who fear unemployment and who decide to hold on to savings acquired during periods of lockdown as a precaution. Three, in the longer term, voters' attitudes towards welfare might shift as more people experience the welfare system personally. At a personal level, it is, of course, the impact on those out of work that is most damaging. From an economic point of view, it is probably the fear of unemployment and the financial consequences of that unemployment that is the biggest risk. The economic damage of the virus has always been about fear rather than the virus itself, and this fear could affect large numbers of people who would otherwise be supporting the economic bounce back with their spending. There will still be a bounce back, but the scale of the US economic bounce back will now depend on keeping fear contained, and that implies a quick solution to the fiscal debate. It is worth noting that there is next to nothing that the Federal Reserve can do directly to mitigate the fear of the financial consequences of unemployment. The Chinese video app TikTok is continuing talks with Microsoft about a possible takeover of operations in the United States and some other economies. Economists are not natural TikTok users. Limiting an economist to a one-minute video would be considered cruel. www.ubs.com/Paul Donovan has a series of two-minute economic videos for those who are interested. This is not about this app alone, however, but about the escalation of tensions between the United States and China. US Secretary of State Pompeo has suggested that other software from China could be involved with this action. We come back to the central issue for markets, which is that the trade deal needs to stay intact. Although this is less important with the decline in global trade, it does still matter to markets. There are assorted manufacturing sentiment opinion polls out today. There is an overwhelming evidence that no one is even pretending to answer these things accurately. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.